And now we've had a question in from Juan Gonzalez, who says, could we use urine as a fuel source? Now, interestingly, this is something that Diana O'Carroll has been looking at with our rather poo-powered question of the week.
This week, how many ways are there of laying a cable?
Hello, I'm Matthew from Cambridge. I was wondering if human excrement can be used to produce electricity. Is this possible?
So, once the kids have been dropped off at the pool, can we use the energy from our poo to heat the water?
My name's Piers Clark. I'm the commercial director at Thames Water. In Thames Water, we've made energy from poo for many, many decades now, and we do it through a process called anaerobic digestion. And anaerobic digestion is a process that's very similar to what happens inside your stomach, actually, when you eat food. It also happens when we ferment berries to make beer. It's basically the gradual breakdown of organic matter through a natural process. And the molecules that make up the food that we eat and that ultimately come out as poo gradually get broken down until they're into a form of a gas. And the gas is called biogas, and it's a mixture of methane and carbon dioxide. Now, carbon dioxide's naturally in the air, and methane is the gas that people most readily associate with being the gas that you burn on your cookers at home. And we run this natural process and have done so for many years. We produce about £15 million worth of energy every year, which equates to about 15% of our total energy usage in Thames Water.
So this brown gold can be fermented to produce methane, which can then be used as fuel to heat your home. On the forum, Peppercorn mentioned co-firing, where one substance can be burned alongside coal, for instance, in a power station to produce electricity more efficiently and with fewer sulphur emissions. As Geezer says, it brings a whole new meaning to honey, please put another log on the fire. And from the bomb of Hades to the bomb of the heavens for next week's question.
Hello, I'm Beverly Johnson from Yorkshire, and my question is, if it takes a very massive star collapsing to form a black hole and Hawking's radiation eats it away, why don't black holes explode once they lose enough mass?
So why is it that black holes don't explode when they don't have enough mass to sustain themselves? Answers to Chris at thenakedscientists.com, right on the forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum. You can Facebook us or Twitter at Naked Scientists.
Thanks, Diana. That brings a whole new and rather unpleasant meaning to the phrase cooking with gas. But alternatively, if you know what keeps a black hole together, do please get in touch.
Thank you very much. That's it for this week. Thank you to our guests, Victoria Gill, Mark Redwood, Emma Stoy, Jas Singh and Keith Dunstan. Next week, plant pathology. We'll be finding out what happens when plants get ill and how they can call up an insect army to defend them if they get attacked. If you have any questions, then send them to Chris at thenakedscientist.com or you can tweet at Naked Scientists. In the meantime, have a great weekend and see you next time.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at thenakedscientists.com.